With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. U.S. consumer prices rose moderately in July, and the annual increase in inflation slowed to below 3% for the first time in nearly 3.5 years, opening the door wider for the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates next month. A potential strike at U.S. seaports on the East Coast and Gulf of Mexico could back up cargo there for weeks or even months. Retailers like Walmart have been rushing goods in ahead of the September 30th expiration of the union contract covering some 45,000 dock workers. The United Auto Workers is launching a U.S.-wide effort to mobilize its 1 million active and retired workers to vote for Kamala Harris, offering the Democrats a potential boost in critical battleground states. Shares of former President Donald Trump's media company dipped and neared record lows on Wednesday following weak quarterly results and the Republican presidential candidate's return to social media platform X. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.